She'll probably be like, aha, I remember this amusing children's pastime.
Welcome to GDC Hot Dog, episode December. There's a car.
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 No, we can't say it about the same car if we say there's a car once.
I'm just saying, I'm not even looking, I'm just saying there's a car.
Uh-huh, okay, there's a car.
There's a car.
Yep. It's December's episode, right?
It's December.
Or the 3rd October in a row.
Right, it's October Junior.
There's a car.
There's a car.
So I can only say that when there are two cars, or else we'll get the count wrong.
You'll know how many cars we pass on the way home from GDC, listeners.
Because we're playing Spot the Car.
Yeah, and good thing the BART station's not too far away.
There's
a
car.
A peaceful drive on the way back, alone. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, Justin, are you coming to Hyperclock tomorrow?
Yeah, what else would I be doing?
Oh, we were talking about doing, like, tourist stuff.
I tried. It was closed, but I'm not gonna go down to the Exploratorium by myself.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay.
Pretty fun.
Cool. Yeah, but so, not by myself. Do I look like a loser to you?
I do stuff alone. A lot.
Yeah, I went to an Indian restaurant alone.
Yeah, you'd have to go to the Losertorium.
Yeah. Man, I could go for some more of that right now.
Well.
I ate it all.
It's too late.
Man, I have so many packages. I keep getting emails from Amazon that my packages are piling up outside the apartment where I live.
Why did you order things before you're about to leave?
I ordered them months ago, and they all came out this week.
What did you order?
I ordered a book. I ordered an amiibo. I ordered a video game. I ordered maybe another book. Just like a bunch of stuff that I had wanted, and it all chose this month to arrive. Come Sunday, it'll all be mine. Yes.
So, tomorrow then, we will be doing another two episodes of GDC Hot Dog, and so we'll have
GDC's
a full...
GDC's over. Will those still be GDC Hot Dog?
It's still GDC week.
I guess.
There will still be GDC attendees at the jam, at the Hyperclock.
What time does that start?
Two.
Two? Okay, so we don't have to get up super early.
Yeah, we can sleep in.
No, you are already sleeping in. I hate to inform you.
We can sleep in. Drive safely.
I feel like waking up after 10 is definitely sleeping in.
No.
That is a thing that you are doing.
No, that's the thing I do all the time, every day.
He does do this every day. Man. I often do it too.
Yeah, I am. If you walk in, actually, I woke up after 9 today and I felt really bad, but I usually am up before 8. Or
what do you
before
do
eight.
For all that time?
That's when I, depending on how awake I am, I will, like, try to go back to sleep.
I just stay asleep. That's my solution.
Or I will, like, do all my, like, work that I need to do for the day.
Yeah.
Or I will read the newspaper, and then I'll read the other newspaper, or I'll listen to the newspaper podcast, or all three of those things.
There's a newspaper podcast?
Yeah, I get the Wall Street Journal podcast every day as a complimentary part of my Audible subscription.
Huh.
Which, you know, I feel like... $15 a month for a free book plus the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times.
You
every
get
day.
A free book for that $15 a month. I remember being I tried the Audible subscription and I couldn't figure out what I got.
No, Audible subscription is $15 a month. You get the basic subscription is $15 a month and you get a free audiobook. Well, free. I mean, you're paying for it, right?
$15.
Yeah. An audiobook. So I always make sure I get a book that's worth more than $15.
Right.
And also, you get every day either the New York Times or Wall Street Journal podcast.
Yeah. If I had known that, I might have kept my subscription.
Yep.
Because I was just like, I can't figure out, like, I'm paying $15 a month for this, but I don't get any books. It's not like Netflix. I couldn't figure out...
No, it gives you a credit, and then you go to the store, and you spend that credit on a book, and every book is one credit.
That sounds fine to me. Yep. I would totally pay that money for audiobooks.
Yep. Although I've been hoarding my credits because they keep doing 2-for-1 sales, so I just hoard them until then and I get twice as many books.
Nice.
Yeah. Got a biography of what's his name? John Rockefeller in the queue.
Good.
Gonna learn all about how to be a tycoon.
Yeah, robber barons. That's our next topic on Train Hot Dog.
Well, okay. So, like, speaking of trains and tycoons and robber barons
and hot dogs,
yeah, we should talk about the railroad tycoons, right?
Okay,
I think you can learn everything you need to know about being a railroad tycoon by playing Ticket to Ride.
Yeah, yeah. You just place the little pink trains on the track. You know what? You know something that bugs me. I've played Ticket to Ride once.
I've never played it.
It was fine as a game, but thematically, like they're acting like your goal in the game is to like figure out the best route. They're competing to cross the nation as effectively as you can, as fast as you can. But it's obviously a game about building railroads, not riding them.
Right.
And like,
so you're having trouble with the name and theme dissonance.
Well, yes. Yeah.
This
doesn't
affect the play of the game.
No, it does not at all. But it's not just the name. It's also, like, the thematic text in the manual is that you're writing.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, fuck that game.
I've never played it. I've heard that the European version is better.
Maybe it's more honest.
No, as in, like, the play of the European version. Because you're moving across Europe, not against the United States. Europe is a more interesting landscape, I guess.
I believe that, yeah.
Because it's all weird shapes instead of just a line.
Yeah. I have a theory that because Europe is less capitalist, that's why they love capitalist board games, because they don't get that shit in real life.
Oh, you mean like the Landlord's Game?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
So, how was your and Brendan's time hanging out? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was a good time. He gave me his lanyard.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because now you look more legit. The yellow one made you stand out.
Yeah, exactly. Now I can blend in with the crowd.
You can blend-o in with the crowd.
Right.
Yeah, cool. Well, I'm glad you guys had fun.
Hey, a purple car.
There's a car.
Yeah, there's a car. Oh, no, it's only purple in that little bit.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
It says SF. Maybe
San Francisco.
Maybe it's a Giants thing.
That is the Giants logo.
Whatever.
Are the Giants purple?
Really
no, they're black and orange, like the Cardinals.
You live here, and you don't know the Giants.
I think that's true.
Why would I know the Giants?
Because you live here.
Once I went to a baseball team game.
I really enjoy going to a baseball game, actually.
Are the Giants the baseball team?
Yes.
I think so. I think you guys otherwise are the Raiders.
Yes. No, their star player for a long time was Barry Bonds until he was hit by a doping scandal, because it turns out he was doping.
Like everybody else.
Yep.
Yeah, I went to a Giants game once.
Did you get a bag of peanuts? Because that's key to enjoying a baseball game.
No, but I did get hot chocolate.
That's
a good choice.
Why would you get hot chocolate?
It was because it was really cold, and I wanted to warm my hands
up. So it was like, what, 60 degrees?
No, it was actually genuinely cold.
Okay. Oof. Noah's Bagels downtown. I wonder if they have good bagels.
It's a chain. It's okay.
It says hot bagels.
Sure does.
I don't see any hot bagels, though.
I didn't really follow the game, but, like, I was really, like, every time someone went up to bat, I was like, yeah, hit the ball.
Baseball is a game that is incredibly easy to understand.
Well, I mean, I saw that when people hit the ball, exciting things happened.
Sure, but, like, compared to football, for example, the rules of baseball are really, really simple.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I know the rules of baseball, I just didn't follow the game.
Sure.
Like, there were sometimes numbers would come up on the screen.
Like, let me attempt to explain offsides to you.
What is offsides?
I couldn't tell you.
I heard Rudy was offsides.
Uh-huh.
Rudy?
In the movie Rudy.
Is that the movie about, like,
the mentally challenged child who dies?
Yeah, that's it. I was trying to think of a way to word that doesn't sound like
me
just like an asshole, but you did it for me, so.
It's the movie That Dragon Cancer was based on.
Oh,
today we learned that Dragon Cancer has a real dragon in it.
Yeah, I saw that. There was a dragon on the screen.
And a dude sword fought him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We're not making this up.
Alright, so this is like really literal then.
Yes.
That name.
Yeah,
is
and Jim was like, I didn't realize that this game had a dragon. And I said, yeah, that dragon.
They used to be called the Wild Rumpus Venus Patrol Party. Now it's that dragon.
Ha.
Bop the dragon. Dragon Ball Z.
Bop it.
Rock the dragon, I think is what those words actually are in that song.
Rock the cradle of love.
Yep. Dude, that's like the fourth Billy Idol reference in this series of GDC podcasts.
How many can we make?
I don't know. It is a nice day for a white wedding.
Oh, no. At least you're not dancing by yourself.
No, we've made that one already.
Oh.
We just I made it again. Did. It's okay.
Yeah. Or actually, did we make that reference off the podcast?
I'm focusing on motorizing, so I get a pass.
It might have not been. So either way, we made it now.
I'm trying to think of more Billy Idol songs.
It's fine. We're good. Don't need any more. So some highlights today, guys.
Highlights for kids.
There's a song called Rebel Yell, but I forget how it goes.
I think he says it's just called Rebel Yell. What's some highlights of GDC today, guys?
I saw someone with blue highlights. Oh, someone made that joke already.
Yeah, I was going to say the Timber Toes was my highlight. Goofus and Galat.
Yeah.
I don't remember any other.
We met Boner Man Incorporated.
Yeah, we did.
Is that really the name of his company?
That's his username.
What a hero.
I actually don't know what his company name is.
He had it in his badge, but I forgot.
His badge said Boner Man Incorporated.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, he was cool. He was very excitable.
He told us all about the weird ways that you could talk about bell peppers.
Yeah.
It's true.
He then showered with our dads. That was kind of weird.
Definitely.
He got them all in the same shower. I don't know where mine came from.
Is yours especially hard to track down?
Well, mine is, like, across the country on the wrong coast.
Okay. So is mine.
Yeah, so it probably wasn't that much out of his way.
Right. Two out of the three were already there.
And we talked about how in Australia, coffee refers to espresso most of the time.
Yeah, people, how... You talked about that girlfriend that you had that got really mad whenever he ordered.
Well, it was my current girlfriend's ex.
Oh, okay. That's less exciting.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
I like how you're just not going to finish the story because we know what you're talking
about. Oh, yeah, the story is that this guy was from Australia, and he would order coffee and then get angry when they brought him drip coffee instead of espresso. And, like, it would be a little understandable if that happened once, but he kept doing it over and over and over again. Like, every time they went out, he would order coffee, and he would get angry that it wasn't espresso.
I would be curious why he didn't just say espresso.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it's because he wanted the world to change to meet his needs.
That is an understandable desire.
Did he also want just... Did he order a beer... not specify what type of beer, and always expect it to be Foster's as well.
Yeah,
well, no, that's what I learned. They don't have Foster's in Australia.
Oh, that is actually something that
he told us.
Boner Man said was that he's seen Foster's once on tap in Australia,
ever.
And it was gone the next week.
Yeah,
it's not very good.
Foster's. You know what we should have asked him about if he likes what's it called?
Vegemite,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or
this stuff's not bad, honestly. It's like it's basically like buttery. You spread it on extremely thinly on a piece of toast.
It's really salty.
That's why you spread it on extremely thin.
Branston pickle. Does he like Branston pickle?
I haven't had that one.
Marmite's also very
similar. Does he enjoy didgeridoo music?
I'm not convinced that's a real instrument.
When I was in high school, a guy... You know, we had a school assembly every week, and one time our assembly was a didgeridoo player.
I had a didgeridoo once. A friend of mine offered to pay me $10 for it.
Did you take him up on it?
I said no, but I would give it to you for free. Like, I wouldn't, it's like if I took $10 for it, I'd feel like I was ripped off, but if I could give it to him as a gift, and
sure.
He said no, and then I threw it away a week later.
Okay.
How old were you?
This is why you're not a billionaire, right? Because you don't understand the value of money,
really
clearly.
That's a ridiculous situation.
It really was.
So that you feel like you were ripped off for $10.
No, nobody got ripped off.
Right, but you said I couldn't take $10 because I would feel like I was ripped off.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so you felt like it was worth more than $10.
Yes.
Didn't you one time recently try to, like, sell a mattress or get rid of a mattress
on
Craigslist?
Oh, yeah, I can tell that story.
Yeah, that's slightly relevant.
This
Let's
was,
go for
this
it.
Was, like, 5 years ago. I was trying to get rid of a mattress. I put it on Craigslist. I got a guy who came by. I said, oh, man. And he looked at it. I was like, I think I'm looking for something a little newer because it was all torn up.
Uh-huh.
I gave up. 6 months later, I put it on Craigslist again. And a guy called up and said, hey, do you still have that mattress? He was really excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes. And he said, I'm coming over right now. And he came over and he said, oh, this is perfect. And he tried to give me $20. And I said, no, please just take it away.
Uh-huh.
And he took it under, it was like a full-size mattress. And he took it out, like, under his arm, walked out the door with it. And I didn't think about it until I went out for dinner that day, like 6 hours later, and the mattress was like 50 feet down the sidewalk, lying on the sidewalk.
What? Why?
I could have, I didn't do this, but I, like, now I wish I had called him and asked what was up, because I had his phone number. I'm convinced that if I had taken the $20 bill, he would have taken that mattress home, because it would have had value to him.
No, I don't disagree with you there. I mean, I just think it's funny because it's just...
It's so weird.
It is super weird.
Wasn't it there for months as well?
It was there for months. I was like, well, my job is done. Like, I've done my civic duty. I didn't just throw it on the sidewalk myself.
It just partially responsible for somebody else doing it, so...
Yeah.
Okay. No. What did your roommate say about this?
Nothing. I don't think they knew it was mine. They were, like, tripping over it all month coming home. But I don't think they knew it was mine.
So, your secret's safe with us. We won't tell them. But you're responsible for littering. Do you know when and how it disappeared? Or
no, it was just gone one day.
Street cleaning.
Yeah, probably.
Or a hobo took it.
Very possible.
I'm pretty sure it had been rained on 3 or 4 times by then.
I bet you that hobo has been rained on more than 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, fair enough.
So you know that, like, a hobo is not actually a poor person. You know that, right? There's, like, a distinction.
It's like a traveling salesman, right?
A hobo is a lifestyle choice that is voluntarily.
I thought that was transient. Or, like, a drifter.
Drifters can be hobos.
Okay.
But the hobo is a lifestyle, and bum is not.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what I was told, anyway. It sounds right.
Who knows?
Because there are, like, hobo conventions.
Are there really?
Yeah.
That'd be the weirdest thing in the world.
Yeah, you can go to a hobo convention. They trade, you can trade hobo nickels and, like, swap mulligan stew. There's, like, a huge, like, annual hobo convention.
Where?
Oh, okay, wait, what's a hobo nickel?
What's a hobo nickel?
I'm glad you asked.
A hobo nickel is I think it's usually, like, a scrap of money that has been defaced that hobos trade as currency. It's sort of like there are also, like, hobo rooms, right?
When you started digging around in your pocket, I thought you were going to pull out a hobo nickel.
I thought so, too. I was kind of looking forward to it. I'm like, oh,
yeah, but there
course,
are, you know
I
that there's
one.
Also hobo code rooms.
Yeah, I heard that, like, you know, oh, there's free food here, water
yeah,
here.
Like, that's beware of dog, that sort of stuff, that are scratched into poles and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're universal across the... I guess they're national. I don't know if they're universal.
I want to know.
You can look them up.
I
want to
know
database of hobo sigils.
Are.
You're not a hobo.
I want to know who let the dogs out.
I believe that was the Baja Men.
Oh, okay. They're guilty.
If it was not them, they at least also do want to know.
A dog with opposable thumbs is my answer.
Yeah, well, you know, who's got 4 thumbs and cut off your thumbs?
Shit.
This guy.
Pointing with 4 thumbs.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? You know that they've, like, grown a human ear on the back of a mouse, right?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Right, so, like, if you were to graft a human thumb onto your thumb.
In the future,
mm-hmm.
by December, what other body parts will have grown on the back of a mouse? Write in, writers. Tell us. Sorry, what were you saying?
You say, like, you could feasibly graft another thumb onto your hand, right? And hook up the tendons and nerves and everything.
Right.
Ugh.
And, like, over time, if it was, a, you know, if it was compatible,
mm-hmm.
that might become a
that
thing.
That thumb might play the flute.
Yeah,
the
only
Hall.
Problem would be, like, you know, the same problem that paralyzed people have, where the nerves would be severed. But you might be able to, like,
wire around that. That's a technology that's coming or already exists if you're rich.
Right.
Just think. I mean, by this time, when they're listening to this, like, you know, robots will have taken over and grafted all of us into robot suits.
Yeah, the entire audience of this podcast in December will be robots.
So what you're going to have to do, right, is set these up to auto-publish so that even after we are gone, the robots will be able to access them.
A robot will publish it.
Uh-huh. Did you see that episode of Rick and Morty where the dogs took over the planet?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it'll be like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Lawnmower Dog. That was a good one.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that was my favorite Rick and Morty episode, at least of season 1.
I keep making a joke about that giant head episode, and I'm really sad that you have either not seen it or don't remember it.
I mean, I remember it. The ship
Not you, Jim. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's getting kind of played out.
I don't remember it.
But it's played out. Like, is that a commonly referenced episode?
Yes, everyone says
by
that.
By you.
Yeah, I'm the only one. Except for last night, that girl that I was hanging out with randomly brought it up and started talking about show me what you got, and I was really happy because she's the first person who has ever brought that up to me.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking. Like, this is like a Zardoz, Sean Connery thing.
There's like giant heads that appear in the sky on Earth, and they make like a bunch of planets compete for the best song, and Rick and Morty have to make a song that's like the worst shit in the world.
I have not seen that one.
Okay, I think it's early on. It's okay.
It's like halfway through the second season, I think.
Yeah, okay.
It's good.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a good episode. Man, that was a good party last night.
Oh, at Game Nest?
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys had fun.
Yeah, I sat on a giant purple cushion and talked with the same person for like 2 hours.
Right on.
Who was the person?
Her name was Kirsty. She worked at that studio whose name I can't remember.
Game Nest?
No, they make Pixel Galaxy. I mentioned that game to you this morning, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I remember. We were not sure who they were.
Yeah. Yeah, we sat on a giant purple beanbag and talked about stuff and watched a bunch of people play Rocket League and Towerfall.
Oh, upstairs, then.
Yeah, upstairs.
Yeah.
The cool kids club.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I went in the back, it was all sweaty.
Yeah, it was too crowded downstairs.
I knew everybody in the back there.
Like as soon as it got crowded downstairs, I ascended.
It never got crowded upstairs?
There was a lot of furniture upstairs, which prevented it from getting too crowded.
Nice.
Like, it was, you know, about as crowded as it could reasonably get, but it wasn't like people were ever pushed up against one another.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as loud.
Yeah.
It was very, very good. And also, there was a people playing Towerfall in Rocket League.
Cool.
Two games that I've never played.
Did I talk already about how I tested Frog Fractions 2 on the couch last night?
Yeah. I think you talked about that this morning.
You said some woman there played it for an hour and a half.
I didn't know that it was what it was.
You didn't know what?
She didn't know what it was.
Yeah, so. She hadn't heard of it. Which is a great way to go into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you tell her what it was? You said you didn't, right?
She figured out later. I mean, she figured out because people kept asking, is this Frog Fractions 2?
Uh-huh. Oh, so there was a person did you see that eye tracking game that was there?
No.
It was a game where you played as a frog and bugs flew by and used eye tracking software so that when you looked at the bugs, the tongue would lash out and grab them.
I didn't see that. That's cool.
Yeah, it was just a video of it. You couldn't play it.
Oh, fuck that.
This woman was showing off her game.
Right.
In a way that was feasible in that space.
Right.
And I said, this game is, like, immediately similar of our game.
Yeah.
And she said, what is that? And I said, Frog Fractions. And she flipped out because apparently everybody she had showed it to that evening had said, that looks like Frog Fractions.
Good.
Yeah.
Poor lady.
Yeah.
She flipped out in anger and she tried to kill you.
I wouldn't say it was in anger, but it was in mild frustration.
That's so awesome. Yeah, we've really ruined that space. Like, you can't make a game about frogs eating bugs now without people thinking of us.
Right.
It's like having, it's having like, da 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 in any song. People will just, oh, that's Beethoven's Fifth.
Anyway, oh, and then somebody else later.
Our game is as important as Beethoven's Fifth.
You heard it here first.
Somebody, and then somebody later I was talking to, and they're like, oh, yeah, somebody said the guy who made Frog Fractions is here. I loved your game. And I was like,
like, bask good. In the glory.
Good, yeah. No, I'll just eat all that up. Full credit. Whoa. Whoa there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's... Some of us ate, like, 40 pieces of pizza a couple hours ago.
Yeah, well, have you been nauseous for 3 days?
Have I been not notch for 3 days? What?
Nauseous!
Obnoxious?
Yeah, I mean, that's 100% of the days. That's a finely cultivated skill. Let me tell you about the Rat Covenant.
You got that obnoxious nasal voice going on, too.
Right now or in general?
In general.
Huh. You're the first person who's ever described my voice as nasal.
Huh. Well, we can ask the listeners.
Uh-huh.
Writers.
The writers.
Sure. It might be because my nose is clogged from your cats. Does that count?
That would do it.
Yeah.
You've been around the cats all day, though.
Yeah, but...
And that car's had a boot on it all week.
Maybe they've been boating. I don't know.
Do you want to hijack the boat?
Kinda.
Well, I have a boot, not a boat.
Very, very much. Very much want to hijack the boat.
That's... How nasal is it now, right?
I don't know, yeah. Very much.
Here we go, right?
Horror.
Sean Connery.
River.
Oh, no, no. So this is the problem. Like, are you doing Sean Connery or are you doing Bane? You can't tell.
River.
We're supposed to take Gotham back for the people.
I'm doing the demon things in
Dark Souls?
No. Fuck, what's the name of that game?
Demon Souls.
Dungeon Keeper.
Okay.
River.
Caco Demon.
River. No, it's the...
What sound does a Caco Demon make?
River.
Have you ever heard Danielle's impression of a caco demon?
Which Danielle?
Yeah, no.
No, I haven't.
That's good.
I've heard her Boston accent.
Yeah, that's just her normal voice.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think she plays it up when she's doing Let's Plays.
Uh-huh.
But yes.
Yeah, she goes, I'm a caco demon.
That's real good.
No.
That's just like when she's from Boston.
Yeah, it's, I mean, all right. She's right, good.
All right, listeners. I'll see you next month.
I'll never see you again.
Yeah,
so fairly well.
Rachel's gone.
Say goodbye to Rachel.
She's gonna die in a second.
I am so dead.
You are dead.
It's been real, dead, listeners. Dead. Was that writers.
Good morning.
The end.
Good night.